It's Monday, June 30th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A man armed with a rifle started a wildfire Sunday and then began shooting at first responders in a northern Idaho mountain community, killing 2 firefighters and wounding a 3rd during a barrage of gunfire over several hours, authorities said. A shelter-in-place order was lifted Sunday night after a tactical response team used cell phone data to hone in on a wooded area where they found the suspect's body with a firearm nearby as flames rapidly approached, Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris said. The wounded firefighter was fighting for his life after surgery and was in stable condition, according to the sheriff. Though the shelter-in-place order was lifted, the sheriff's office cautioned residents to be prepared because the fire was still burning. The FBI responded to the scene with technical teams and tactical support, according to Deputy Director Dan Bongino. In other news, after a weekend of setbacks, the Senate will try to sprint ahead today on President Trump's big bill of tax breaks and spending cuts, despite a series of challenges, including the sudden announcement from one GOP senator that he will not run for re-election after opposing the package over its Medicaid health care cuts. An all-night session to consider an endless stream of proposed amendments to the package, in what's called a vote-a-rama, was abruptly postponed, and it's now scheduled to launch as soon as the Senate gavels open. With Democrats united against the Republican president's legislation and eagerly lined up to challenge it, the voting could take all day. The 940-page One Big Beautiful Bill Act, as it is now formally titled, has consumed the Congress as its shared priority with the president, with no room politically to fail, even as not all Republicans are on board. Around the world, Russian forces are amassing 50,000 troops near the northern Ukrainian regional capital of Sumy, where they outnumber the Ukrainians roughly 3-1, according to soldiers fighting there. Their main strategy, General Oleksandr Sirsky, Ukraine's top military commander, said of the Russians, is to, quote, wear us down with their numbers, end quote. The Russian advance toward Sumy comes as President Trump has begun voicing growing frustration with the Kremlin's unwillingness to broker a ceasefire. Though meetings between Ukrainian and Russian officials have continued in Turkey throughout recent weeks, Moscow has stepped up its missile and drone attacks on Ukrainian cities during that same period. Meanwhile, Canada will rescind a digital services tax, a way of taxing online companies, its government said in a statement on Sunday, in a bid to restart trade negotiations with the United States. President Trump on Friday canceled trade talks between the two countries, blaming the tax that he called, quote, a direct and blatant attack on our country, end quote. In a statement Sunday night, the Canadian government said it was stepping back from the tax to help bring the countries back to the table. Consistent with this action, Prime Minister Carney and President Trump have agreed that parties will resume negotiations with a view towards agreeing on a deal by July 21, 2025, the statement read. Digital services taxes are a way for countries to tax online services, in contrast to taxes on physical products. And flight disruptions at Delta Airlines started to ease Sunday after a miserable start to the weekend for travelers. Delta had canceled 56 mainline flights as of midday Sunday, according to FlightAware, down from 581 on Saturday. Including regional flights, about 2% of the airline's operations had been scrubbed Sunday compared with 15% on Saturday. The problems began Friday night when lightning, hail, and reports of microbursts brought flights to a halt in Atlanta, throwing off operations at Delta's busiest hub. Delta has apologized to customers and said it would reimburse certain expenses for those who have been directly affected. Delta said Sunday that operations are now stable. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.